The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines and the current senior advisor to healthcare.com. And he has been busy detecting up a storm on a very predominant and important topic. And hello, Frank.
Hi ho. Guess what? We're going to be talking about nursing homes again because there's important news here. So after the COVID-19 killed 3,000 residents in Connecticut senior living facilities, that's earlier this year. Now that's a shameful 10% of that vulnerable population. So after that happened, Governor Lamont had to do something to prepare for the second wave that a lot of people fear for the fall. So he had fired the head of the Department of Public Health, but he still hasn't replaced her. And months later now. So he hired a consultant that's called Mathematica out of Princeton, New Jersey, for $450,000. Not a small amount of money. And the firm was asked to do a top-to-bottom analysis of Connecticut's nursing home industry and to recommend concrete steps to defeat the inevitable second wave whenever that hits. Well, Mathematica's interim report just came in, and it bombed. Every top bipartisan lawmaker I interviewed said they learned little or nothing. Representative Kathy Abercrombie, she's a Democrat from Meriden, she even interrupted the Mathematica briefing for the lawmakers and said, "I'm disappointed we're spending money on something we already know." And Representative Mike Winkler, out of Vernon, is another Democrat. And he told me, "You and I could have written it." Well, look, I'll say this. I mean, Mathematica has only interviewed 60 people so far. I routinely interviewed 70 to 100 people for my stories at Forbes. And believe me, Malcolm Forbes, he was a very frugal Scotsman. He didn't pay me $450,000 for a story. He didn't pay me $450,000 for the 5 years I worked for him. That's a lot of money. And get this, Mathematica says it conducted 30 interviews of the 60 people, okay? Now, I can see 60 interviews of 30 people, right? You go back, you double check your facts. But 30 interviews of 60 people? You can only do that if you're interviewing people in groups. So how much candor can you expect about 3,000 deaths from colleagues sitting next to each other? Are really they going to tell you what's on their mind, the secret that they've kept? I mean, you're not going to learn much. And Jill, I actually laughed out loud in a couple of places.
How could you not?
Yeah?
No, I just said, I said, how could you not laugh out loud?
Well, there are a couple of examples. I mean, I just caught myself laughing. I mean, for example, Mathematica said it discovered that there are more nursing home cases in communities with more COVID. I mean, give me a break. We've known for months that workers bring in the virus from the community. That's not news. Plus, Mathematica has said nursing homes should, this is my favorite actually, should prioritize personal-centered care. please. I mean, what industry, what shop doesn't prioritize person-centered care? So anyway, here are a few more of Mathematica's. I mean, these are all too obvious so-called insights. Governor Lamont waited till April, and that's with nursing homes at that point were climbing toward 50 a day before he mandated masks in nursing homes. Governor Cuomo did it about 3 weeks earlier. Those are three precious weeks. What a shame that was. And Connecticut was actually slow to create COVID-only wards to curb the spread of the virus, even though they took a lot of applause for it. Also, for-profit nursing homes, which now dominate nursing homes in Connecticut, they control about 80% of the beds. So these for-profit nursing homes had 60% more cases and deaths per capita, and the large nursing home chains had 40% more deaths per capita. But even that's not a surprise. Everyone knows for-profits and chains cut corners to boost profits. So with so many for-profits, we needed the Department of Public Health to monitor infection control very closely. But as Mathematica reminds us, the Department of Public Health did a poor job. But I'll tell you this, Mathematica doesn't address what we told our listeners, Jill, right here at Robin Hood Radio. We told them weeks ago that the Department of Public Health had killed an idea to install an independent infection control specialist in each nursing home to report problems directly to the state. Department of Public Health did not like that idea, and they killed that idea. So, Jill, I mean, what do you make of this so far?
I think that the most telling bit that you've pointed out here is that these people were interviewed in groups. And there's a common denominator.
Apparently, they're going to continue to do that.
Which is designed, right, which is designed to elicit, you can't help as again, you rightly pointed out, you can't help but have edited information when you're sitting with other people because that's the way it works.
Right.
And any investigator knows that.
Apparently, they're going to sit down with 10 healthcare workers at a time to get their insight. These are frontline people who have a lot to say. 10 at once? Come on, please. Who would do that? But anyway, look, let's turn to the few concrete recommendations that Mathematica actually makes in this interim report. So it suggests that nursing homes stretch their staffs by switching to 12-hour shifts and therefore cutting down on what it called moonlighting. Okay, but that this is not realistic because the fact is the many black and brown female healthcare workers, that's what that population is. They're black and brown female healthcare workers. They need those second quote-unquote moonlighting jobs because they're only making $15 an hour. Yet this report doesn't mention anything about paying the workers a living wage. You pay them a living wage, they don't have to go to a second shift at another nursing home that may not have infection control under their thumb. They bring that virus back into the other nursing home. Yeah, you want to cut down on that, but you cut down it by paying people a living wage so they don't have to scramble for a second job. And Pedro Zayas, I mean, he's a spokesperson for the Healthcare Workers Union, that's SEIU 1199 New England. He points out that these healthcare workers are burning out now with 8-hour shifts. I mean, 12-hour shifts would just create worse worker shortages in the industry. It's already bad enough. Mathematica also said that nursing homes should keep families informed about their loved ones by assigning a family liaison in each nursing home. Come on. Wouldn't you think any decent nursing home already has one or two or three people assigned to that, especially since families are largely barred from visiting now? They need those liaisons. Any decent nursing home already is doing that. I'll say this in Mathematica's favor. I'll say this to its credit. It did say that Governor Lamont should rethink his idea of stopping all testing in nursing homes with no new COVID cases in the past 14 days. That's not a good idea. So in other words, what he's saying, what Mathematica is saying is, hey, if you spike the football too soon, the virus will come back probably with a vengeance. So Representative Ann Hughes of Norwalk, she's a public health professional, and she really knows what she's talking about. She said, quote unquote, it's all about the money. As the state shortchanged the nursing home industry for years, more and more for-profit operators moved in, cut costs, and began running the negligent care businesses we see today. She said that the low wages the chains are paying the workers, that effectively means the workers are subsidizing the chain's profits. The state should be investing in better care that the residents deserve, including increasing staff-to-resident ratios and increasing COVID testing. Hughes told me, quote, we know another wave is coming. What's Governor Lamont waiting for to tap his rainy day fund? We're drowning now. Now, here's my answer, and it's a political answer. And this is, some say that Governor Lamont wants to avoid having to raise taxes when he runs for re-election, so he's hanging on to as much of that rainy day fund as he possibly can. He's got billions there. A lot of people want to tap that money, but he's hanging on to it for now. So, Jill, okay, let me turn to the, frankly, the most disappointing aspect of this Mathematica report. It failed to address the steps the state should be taking now. I mean, what's the right staff to resident ratio? How often should the residents and the staff be tested? How much PPE, the gowns and the masks, the personal protective equipment, how much PPE do we need? And where should it be stockpiled so it can be easily sent to nursing homes that need it in a wave? And there's one more thing. Mathematica doesn't appear to be investigating whether any senior living operators inflated their profits with pandemic money. Connecticut pumped in an extra $200,000 per nursing home on average. And all that money, all that $200,000 extra per nursing home was supposed to be spent on the safety of the residents and the brave healthcare workers. But where did all that money go? For example, did any operator hold back buying or distributing PPE and pocket the savings? We should know the answer to that. Mathematica should be digging into that. And the investigators, if they see any profiteering, Connecticut should claw back every dime. And Mathematica should turn over the facts to Attorney General William Tong for criminal prosecution. Now, the Republican leader of the House, that's Representative Themis Kalaritis of Seymour, she summed up the sentiment I heard from Republicans and Democrats alike. She said, quote unquote, there's a pattern here. The administration says what sounds good, but then there's no real follow through. I mean, let's face it. We don't have our vulnerable elderly people protected. So, okay. This is an interim report. Mathematica is promising to a much deeper dive in its final report that's due on September 20th. In the meantime, Governor Lamont should summon Mathematica from Princeton, New Jersey. Didn't even come up for the briefing, by the way. They did it over the telephone. They didn't even have the time to drive up and do this briefing in person. Lamont should summon them up to his office, and he should demand much more for our $450,000 in taxpayer money for good old Mathematica. Look, we need a report that looks forward and saves lives, not a report that just rehashes 3,000 lives we've already lost. That's my bottom line on this one, Jill.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and of course, on my desk.